Dude, first of all, that last pitch of the outing to get Newman to ground into the double play. I know right before the at-bat, you guys had a meeting on the mound. Was it all about just trying to find a way to keep that ball on the ground there?
Yeah, I mean, Torrens came out and he said, we're going to get a double play right here. How do you want to do it? And, you know, so we had kind of divulged the plan and yeah, everybody was on the same page, and that's what we were trying to do, was get that double play.
What do you sense about this team when it just comes to kind of bouncing back quickly after some tough losses that you guys have had lately?
You know, I think it's just the resilience of the group. We've talked all year about letting each day be its own thing. We win, we celebrate the little victory, and we move on. We lose, we take what we can learn, and we move on, and we go after it the next day. So I think it's just about, for us, being able to turn the page as fast as we can, you know, talk about the game, break it down, and then move on and come with a fresh mindset the next day.
When Torrens said, we're going to get a double play, how do you want to do it? What was your answer?
Well, we were on the same page. You know, we'd gotten him on the ground before with a sinker, so we'd kind of gone sinker, changeup, and then at bat, and we were able to get him to roll over a sinker.
What's it like to see Diaz bounce back the way that he did after last night?
Not surprised. Sugar works his butt off, and you know, we see some of those recent performances. They're going to happen. I mean, it's baseball. Everybody here has done something to be here, and you know, I think we saw Sugar tonight. He bounces back, he continues to work, and he's got confidence in stuff, and we have confidence every time he takes the ball. So definitely fun to watch him shove in the ninth and close that thing out.
David, it feels like Lindor has taken it to another level this year. And from a pitcher's perspective, when you see that at bat that he puts together, fouling off pitch after pitch after pitch to tie the game, you know, what does he do that just makes it so difficult on a pitcher in those spots?
I think it's just the consistency. You know, every time he comes up to bat, he has a plan, sticks to his plan no matter how it goes, and I think he sees exactly what he wants to do, and you know, he believes in his ability, and I think he just continued to fight in that at bat, took the balls that were off the plate, fouled some tough pitches off, and he finally got a pitch he could take out of the yard. So yeah, I think it's a testament to the entire lineup. You know, he does it all the time, but at 1 through 9, I mean, we battled tonight. It wasn't a high scoring game, but they stayed on their guys. They didn't give in at all, and we just waited until we could break them.
This is your third straight start of at least 7 innings. Are you maybe getting stronger as the season goes on?
Yeah, you know, I think obviously starting 2 months later than everybody else, you know, I feel like I'm in a good spot. Body-wise, feel good, and I feel like with both catchers, the plan that we have going into the game is right where we want it, and then it's just about execution, and we've been able to do that. So, yeah, just working with those guys, trusting the defense, because they always show up behind us. There's always guys making plays, you know, every position, and so, yeah, I think it's just, you know, it's you take the good things that you do and you build off of them, and you take the things you didn't do so well and you learn from them, and you move forward. So